It was kind of iffy in college. I got much better at it. I agree with that. I've seen it on film. But I'm just getting stronger. I guess it's going to take some bumps and bruises at the next level. But you got to grow as a young player. And you go out there, come up there and stick your nose in it. Just go balls to the wall. We just always had that communication and that connection together. And we always just studied film and just knew what the top receivers would do. So we did our homework on the guys and just knowing our opponents. And me and him just wanted to make plays with each other and just go out there and have fun. Very physical. He won't get his hands on you. He can run with you also. And he won't take away the best player in the game. Fiery guy, show passion and energy, want to be the spark on the team, and a playmaker. Yeah, it could have been. Sometimes you get lazy, but as I seen on film, when I was sitting down with some scouts, it was tearing me up a little bit, but I just guess it's something to fix. It's not hard to fix, but you just got to run to the ball a little harder and just be more consistent in play. Oh, yeah, playmaker for sure. It's all over the film. You see him making plays all over the field. So they can watch film. They just know I'm a natural just playmaker, just always have a knack for the ball. And just where the ball is, I'm at. Those guys just play hard and physical, and those guys love to make plays and just love to be on the ball and just having fun out there. You just really just show your passion and energy. You're having fun. You enjoy the game. Enjoy competition. That's what you want to show. I've been out competition all my life. That's why I went to Ohio State. And that's what you're going to show here. You're going against one of the top guys at your position. You got to show why you're a step ahead of him. And why they need to take you. So just showing why you're so valuable. It's very important. It's very important. I'm going to do my best to do it, and we're going to see what happens. Yeah, last night I did. Well, not formal. Yeah, I haven't had formals tonight. It starts tonight or formals. I had informals yesterday, so I got to talk to them a little bit. But we're really, yeah. Yeah, but we're going to see what happens when I have a formal interview with him.
There's a lot of weird dynamics in the NFL. Six, seven. I mean, let's face it, you're not as tall as them. How are you able to carry them off the
scene?
Just cover them with digs and everything like that.
I'll just play up to them. I've been playing against great tight ends all my years at Ohio State. We had Jeff Hiram and Nick Vinette. Those pretty big guys. And just cover them. Just be a physical. Just have fun. You're out here for a reason. And go show them why you're here. It just happens, man. Being a young guy, thinking the world or whatever, but it just happens. It'll get off film soon. Yeah, he was. He was. It happens. It was very. Just learning, because it takes some growing pains. It really does. You'll get beat a couple times. You gotta humble yourself sometimes, but playing with confidence and playing with a little swagger, that's what DBs are. And you just gotta forget the plays, the bad plays, but you remember the goods. Because you got to show your passion and energy for the game, the love of the game. Because it's just not being paid now. You got to show your passion and energy for your teammates because those guys are going to look up to you. They're going to be like, this guy taking the playoff. Why should I go hard for him?
What's different between then and now?
What's then and now? Yeah, got to be more passion. These guys playing for your livelihoods. So it got to be more passion. You got to get paid. You don't want to be on the streets now.
You're the number one safety. Why or why not?
I am.
Why?
I'm the full package. You'll get a playmaker. You'll get a guy that can tackle on the open field. You'll get a guy that can make plays. You'll get a guy that can just bring just the whole team together. And you're just going to get a leader. And you'll get another coach on the field. I think a playmaker is always going to be a playmaker. I guess it's just have a natural knack to it. And it's just it's going to be a little harder in the NFL, but you got to do a little bit more film study, more preparation. Then the game will come a little more easier to you like it did in college. But if you always had that playmaking ability, it's always going to stick with you.
Is there a drill or a hint here that you think can kind of show NFL teams your accurate balls or something here that you
do? Oh, the drills are pretty similar. What we did with Coach Ash and Ohio State. I'm just going up to the high point, finishing, running through the line. But it's not really nothing here. It's got to be really in a game setting. Yes, I do. Eric Berry.
Eric Berry?
Yeah. No. It's just I like his game style, his passion. And I look to him as a brother, like an older brother. So I model my game right after him. Yes. It will be open. It's coming soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.